Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only, exclusions apply. ebaymotors.com.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
What's up, you guys? Sean Ross Sapp, Fightful, here with the name you know. We're at WrestleCade. Last year, he was able to do a run-in on the Iconics, the Inspiration. But now I got you here, and as we film this, you are minutes, hours away from facing Speedball Mike Bailey. Mm-hmm. You are a few days away from facing Bryan Danielson.
Yep.
You have had a breakout year as a singles wrestler in addition to tag team wrestling. How are you feeling right now?
It's cool, man. Do I look at you or do I look at the camera?
You can look at either one.
Look
I'm prettier. I'm prettier than that 4K camera.
If I look at the
right
camera,
there.
I see myself. What a year. Yeah, I would have never imagined 2022 would have turned out. I wouldn't have imagined any year. I mean, this is the stuff that, as a kid, I dreamed about. You know what I'm saying? Like, for the better part of a decade, I've been able to take care of my wife and daughter through professional wrestling, and being a wrestler is all I ever wanted to do. I prayed every night that I could either be WWF, WCW, or ECW World Champion. None of those ever came true, but I've been able to, and this may be patting myself on the back, but I've been able to do something good for wrestling, all the while making a living, man. So I can't say enough how happy I am, even though I come off as a miserable prick sometimes.
I love it because now you are getting, like, when people fantasy book their like dream matches, they're putting you in singles and tag conversations. And like this weekend, I had mentioned to you, we're doing our first Fightful Awards. The first two in-ring names that got nominated were Speedball Mike Bailey, Dax Harwood.
That's pretty cool.
And then I saw this match was booked. I was like, that is incredible. And that's a brilliant thing for them to be like the two like most standout singles guys this year that made everybody go, damn. And you're in the ring with him. How do you approach a guy like Mike Bailey compared to who you're facing this week, Wednesday, Bryan Danielson? Completely different styles.
Yeah. So I still haven't met Mike Bailey. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, still have not met him, never face-to-face. We've sent a couple of tweets back and forth, but other than that, never met him before. And I remember I tweeted out a while ago that I might be doing a singles match. Who do the fans want to see me as, who would be interesting for Dax Harwood to face? And more often than not, it was Mike Bailey. And so when the WrestleCade guys reached out to me and asked about me doing a singles match, I initially said no because, one, I don't like doing things without Dan. But I thought there's also an opportunity that I may not get it again where I can face someone like Mike Bailey. So I'm looking forward to the match. I'm looking forward to saying hello to him and meeting him. But preparing. I don't know. There's honestly, whether we're talking kayfabe or not, I don't approach any match any different than I would. Like, all of my psychology is geared towards how would I win this match.
Yeah.
And then on top of that, you know, you got to incorporate, well, you don't have to, but I like to incorporate emotion and how I'm going to emote and a reaction from the crowd. And so, I mean, you know, he's a very distinct and unique wrestler. And so obviously I'm going to have to work to that or work, you know, work against that, which is completely different than Bryan Danielson. But how I approach the match is no different than how I would approach Wednesday's match with Bryan Danielson or how I approached Will Ospreay or Adam Cole or even Cash, you know.
One of my favorite things when I watch a wrestler for the first time, and it'll kind of determine if I like them or not, what do they do when a person's back is on the mat? Do they go for a move or do they pin them? Because that's the point of the match. And I always see that with, like, you and Cash. Like, everything you do, it looks like you're trying to beat them in a fight.
Dude, it's so funny you say that. The match we just had with Top Flight, aired yesterday, I dropped a leg on Darius Martin. And I bent down to pick him up, and I pulled his head off the mat. And I was like, fuck no. Like, yeah. No. What am I doing? As I threw him back down and went for the pin. And I watched it back, and I was annoyed with myself that was not the first instinct, was to go for the pin, but also kind of proud of myself for saying, no, I'm going for the pin. Because I've said it a million times, dude, I don't want to say no one, but not very many people know what a drop kick feels like, or know what a 450 feels like, or a Hurricane Rana, or even a body slam or a snap mare. They don't know what that stuff feels like, but they know what anger feels like and frustration and adulation and being proud. And like, so like, if you're trying to win and you do win, you're proud of yourself.
Yeah, absolutely.
And so they get that, they understand that, and they try to win at life, they try to win at work, they try to win, you know, every day. So they understand that. So if I would have dropped a leg and then ran to the top rope and did a fucking 450 or whatever, they would have reacted to it, but they were reacting to the move and not to what I'm trying to pull out of them, if that makes sense.
Yeah, absolutely. I heard you kind of telling the story off the air about how you kind of found out you were facing Bryan Danielson, and they're like, figure out what you're going to say, and you're like, okay, is this happening?
Yeah, so obviously I'm very excited for the match. I mean, he may be the best wrestler of all time.
Yeah.
If we're talking about work, he may be the best of all time.
Yeah.
And so I'm super excited about the match, but you know, they said, okay, you're wrestling Bryan Danielson and we need you to catch a promo. And I was like, man, what can I say to make these people care about the match? Because obviously people are going to love to see the match. And I'm not one of these people who think that every single match has to have some story. I see that complained all the time. I mean, being complained about all the time. But dude, like, do you think when
Cleveland Cavaliers?
Take two. Cleveland Cavaliers play the Atlanta Hawks, you know, like, is there a storyline there, or are they just playing to win?
Know.
You know what I'm saying?
There ain't a story to any Cleveland Cavs game.
Yeah. but like, there doesn't have to be. It's two guys or four guys or six guys going in there to win. Not every match has to have a story. But I did want the people to be interested in this match. And so I had to think of a reason real quick how to, and that's how I came about it.
What do you think of Bryan Danielson's headlines? You see some of his saucy headlines?
Which one? No.
Oh, boy. The ones that birthed that shirt of him just looking at the camera like, one of them was, apples are essentially tree semen.
Dude, I did not see this headline. When usually I'm at home, I mean, I watch a ton of wrestling, but usually I'm at home, I'm with my wife and daughter, and I try to disassociate myself with that
stuff.
Not
worried about tree semen.
I have not seen that headline, but I will tell you this. That story, along with many other stories, he talks about nonstop.
So that's the thing. That's another one. He is like, all we do is talk about penis sizes in the locker room.
All he does is talk about penis sizes. And everybody's like, Bryan, why are we talking about this?
You know, this is why you're doing it. You're doing this for the boys.
Yeah.
You're having this match for the boys.
Yeah.
You've been very public. Like, sometimes you'll be like, you know what? Wish I was on this show. Wish I was on that show. How does that get responded to backstage, like whether it be another talent or Tony himself? Like,
I've tried to be a little better about that because I don't know. I feel like sometimes my to the fans and to the office and to wrestlers and, you know, not just in AEW, but, you know, for my whole career, my passion gets taken out of context sometimes. And I do it to myself. I do it to myself, but I am enamored and I love wrestling so much. Like, I've said it before, but it's like an entity to me. And like, it has done so good for me. And as a kid, it took care of me and kept me out of trouble. When I didn't feel like I had anybody that loved me, wrestling loved me. And so I owe so much to wrestling. So it would be easy, and a lot of people say this online too, it would be easy for me to sit back and just collect my check and eat catering and, you know, come in for a day and go back home. But I don't operate that way. If I don't have anything to show my daughter, if I can't go home and tell my daughter, if you work hard, you can do whatever you want, then I'm failing at life and I'm failing at being a father. But if I say, Finley, you could be the fucking president of the United States. You know what I mean? You can be the first woman president of the United States. And I can say, because daddy at 5'9", who was almost a 300-pound kid with a terrible-ass southern accent, made it to the top or close to the top of his profession that he dreamed about, man, she can do anything she
Absolutely.
Wants.
Absolutely.
So I bring it on myself. I understand that. I try to do better about that. I tell Cash all the time, I apologize, but I try to do better. But it all comes from a place of passion and not from a place of malice.
It is unique because in my experiences with you all have such different personalities, and you all gel in the ring. And, I mean, to me, it's better to be too passionate or way more passionate than not passionate at all.
Yeah, sometimes. Because being too passionate can get you in a lot of trouble, which it has. But also, like, being not passionate enough can make, I'll say it hasn't happened to AEW, but in WWE, like, a lot of the people who don't, at least at a time, at a period of time, people who didn't care too much got the opportunities. Maybe because they didn't care so much. Yeah. And they're like, oh, well, let's make something out of this guy. Whereas Cash and I, we would go out and work with Bobby Roode and Chad Gable for 30 minutes, 45 minutes. Or we would we try to go out and kill it every single house show and hope and pray that they would put us on the next pay-per-view or on the next Raw. Yeah. And then it wouldn't happen, and we'd get discouraged, and we'd work even harder the next loop. So, you know, it's our fault. But
It's funny you say that, because I interviewed Crowbar from WCW earlier, and he was like, well, when I was in WCW, it was not cool to express how much you loved wrestling. He's like, and that was a big problem for me because I love wrestling, and I just want to do it. And now I remember I did the Muhammad Hassan story, and they were like, man, the locker room was so much different then than it is now. And now you see that, like, people openly express it, how much they love it. But, I mean, your passion, you're very open about it.
Yeah,
you're like, this is who I like, this is who I want to be around. Bret Hart was obviously a big one. Do you also hate Goldberg?
No. If Bret does, I do. No, that'll be the headline.
I interviewed him, and it was great. I was like, I'm going to get the positive Bret Hart interview. That's what I'm going to do. And I was like, let's talk about Al Dandy. And he's like, man, I loved Al Dandy. He's like, I would have loved to work with him. I probably wouldn't have had to work with Goldberg then.
I'll say this. Bret, I think he's... He's passionate, and he has a reason to feel the way he feels. And he is Bret Hart, and he has given so much to this business, and he has earned every bit of it. And he's allowed to have whatever opinion he has. There are going to be people that that don't like my work and don't like working with me, and that's okay because that's their opinion.
Hey guys, have you ever wondered what happened to the legendary Chuck Norris? I saw a video he made, and I was shocked. He is in his 80s. Still kicking butt, working out, staying active. He looks like he's got more energy, can work out longer, even has plenty of that energy left over for his grandkids, and he did this by making one change. He said that he still feels like he's in his 50s. His wife even started doing this thing too. She's never felt better. She says she feels 10 years younger, her body looks leaner, has energy all day. And Chuck's made a 20-minute video explaining step by step how anyone can do this same thing to see incredible changes in their health. Staying active is important. Moving around keeps you feeling good. Making sure that you take care of your gut health, your digestion, just overall, is also very important. Right now, you can go to mymorningkick.com/Fightful. Watch Chuck's video right now. That's mymorningkick.com/Fightful. Check out what Chuck Norris has to say. What's got him feeling so good these days? He explains everything, and you won't believe how simple it is.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly, but then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Opinion. I've said it before, like, you know, if someone like Booker T went on his podcast or whatever and said, I'm not a fan of Dax Harwood, that's okay, because that's not me personally. You know what I mean? If he said Dax Harwood is a shitty husband and a shitty father,
exactly,
then we got a problem. But you have the right to your opinion and how you feel about my character and my work. If you think my work is not good, that's okay. I don't mind that. But Brett, I talked to him yesterday, and overall, he is a very positive person. He is one of the greatest human beings I've ever met before, and I get a lot of flack online when I talk about him. But, you know, at one time, it was about it was the fan in me, but now it's the human being and how much I love him and respect him and how much he's done for me, dude. And I stopped that because I'm gonna.
He's low key hilarious too. Oh, like at this point, he knows what he's doing.
Right.
But I mean, I was supposed to interview him for like a cartoon or something, and originally they said 10 minutes, no wrestling questions, and then I guess Brett and his people did some research. He was like, as long as you want, whatever questions you want. I was like, oh my god, here we go. So, again, I was like, the positive Brett interview, who does the best sharpshooters? And he looks at me and he goes, it's a lot easier if I tell you who did the worst. I was like, this guy, he gets it. He gets it. Like, he is low-key hilarious.
Yeah, for sure.
So I remember around the time that you asked for your WWE release, people were like, oh, they just want the titles. That's it.
Oh, my God.
Well, then you got it, and it's – well, no, you cared about how the presentation was, and you cared about it making sense because of that passion. And that's something that I always respected because – a lot of people that just casually see it, they're like, well, they got all these titles. What's the big deal? They're in a program with Orton. What's the big deal? Yeah. It's because you cared.
Right. And again, that's my downfall, our downfall. We went into the building that night with the idea that we were going to ask for our release. And we had our match with we asked for Hunter and Vince all day, and they were very busy, which is typical of a TV day. So I'm not upset at all. But we had our match with Lucha House Party.
Yes.
We came back from the back dripping sweat, and we said, Hunter, we need to talk to you now. He said, can you give me 5 minutes? I said, absolutely. He came to the back, and we said, man, we knew this is going to sound very egotistical. I don't mean for it to, but we knew that we could do better than what we were doing, and we knew tag team wrestling could be presented better than it was being presented. And if we were going to stay there, we would have been stuck in a rut in that previous regime. We would have been stuck in a rut and never amounted to anything. And now we've been able to go out and we've been able to make a name for ourselves. And I can't be mad at Vince, you know what I'm saying?
Sure.
Because, again, just like I said, it's not his – if he doesn't like tag team wrestling, that's okay. Because, one, it's his company.
Yeah.
But, two, that's okay. It's his opinion to not like it. If he doesn't like specifically me and Cash, that's okay, too. It just sucks that he was the only billionaire boss at the time that was paying us that much money. But that's totally okay. And I harbor no ill feelings towards him or towards the company or anything like that.
Word is, you guys, I think your deals are probably up next year at some point, as of now, unless you guys have re-signed. But – not only do you have, you know, you're in AEW, but WWE's got a new regime. You very clearly made a good impression on New Japan. You very clearly made a good impression in Mexico. So not only do you have one options, you have options that branch into other options coming up. So, I mean, how do guys like you kind of look at that and survey the landscape, which was categorically different than the last time you were on the free market?
Yeah, man. I don't know. It's very intriguing and very exciting. Here's the thing. Hunter took a chance on us in 2015, and he put the tag belts on a relatively unknown, relatively unproven tag team, and he let us run with it. And then he gave us American Alpha, and he gave us Enzo and Cass, and he gave us DIY, and he gave us that platform. And then we went to the main roster, and things happened, and when we were ready to go, Tony Khan picked us up. You know what I mean? And so I have loyalty to both of these guys for what they have done for me and for my family. But also, I'm never satisfied in wrestling.
Sure.
There's a lot of stuff I want to keep doing, and I've got a short amount of time to do it. So Cash and I have talked. Like, our deals come up at the end of April. I'd have to check with my lawyer, Mike Dawkins, but I think that's right, the end of April. And we've even thought about, you know, what if we just take a year off of TV wrestling?
Sure.
You know what I mean?
Johnny just did that. Johnny Gargano took his time off, and it worked out wonderfully for him.
Yeah, and we may take a different approach than Johnny, because Johnny, I think he's a little younger than I am.
Sure.
I would imagine so. We may take it. We've talked about it. And our approach would be take a year off of TV wrestling, maybe, and do things that excite us. We've been able to do that quite a bit this year, like starting with the Rock and Roll Express match, and we had a fucking knockdown dragout match with those guys that I'm so proud of, because it was, in my opinion, you can ask Ricky, and I think he'd tell you the same thing, it was their best match they've had since 1990 with the Midnight Express. We've been able to do things like New Japan and AAA, and tonight with Mike Bailey. Like, those are things that excite me because I love wrestling so much. So if we do take a year off of TV wrestling, I don't think you'll not see us. You might not see us mainstream, but it would be so Cash and I can, one, rest our bodies, because we haven't been able to do that in 8 years. But two, we can do things that make us happy and bring joy to us. And then we'll go from there, I guess.
I mean, you know that's gonna be the headline that gets picked up, right?
Oh my God.
FTR considering taking time off.
That's probably the least offensive headline I've had in the last year.
What would you want the headline
Watch
of this,
this
to be?
CM Punk is my best friend.
Okay. All right. Listen, I'm putting that one's going behind the paywall.
I guess my best friend is Cash. I have to say, oh, maybe my wife. Well, what about her? Yeah.
That's a safe bet. Yeah. As we wrap up, we're going to do an edition of Shooting Softly. Have you seen on YouTube the, like, Simon Gotch buries Enzo Amore?
Oh, of course.
This is the opposite.
Okay.
I'm going to have you say nice things about people.
Oh, yes, yes.
And we'll see how this goes. We'll start off with one of your recent rivals, the Briscoes.
Oh, my God. Two guys who never backed down from us. Sometimes Cash and I, this wasn't just a word association. Like, I can say words.
You can say words. Yeah, absolutely.
Sometimes guys, after we work with them, they're not very happy because we do tend to hit very hard. Not the Briscoes, man. They stood there with us nose to nose, and they weren't going to let us outdo them, and we weren't going to let them outdo us. And God dang, man, they might be the greatest tag team of all time. They haven't made the mainstream effect that guys like the Young Bucks or us have. But man, as a working team with longevity, they may be it. I don't know.
Guy that we just saw over here, Ethan Page. He's gotten some good opportunities lately.
I could tell you how much of a great wrestler and a great talker Ethan Page is, but you know, everyone knows that. I will say, above all that, he is a great father and a great husband, and I think that's the best compliment I can give anybody.
We'll go to the woman who actually drew some comparisons to you guys, Serena Deeb.
Oh, Serena, yeah. The woman I pitched the hardest to be in the Pinnacle with us, because I thought her style fit ours so well. Yeah, I think I told her or Bailey or Sasha, one of the three, that us, you know, those are my three favorite women wrestlers at one point.
We'll go with Sasha next. I mean, she's been, when is she not in the news? She's so brilliant about creating buzz for herself. What about her?
Another person who is just as passionate about wrestling as I am, to the point where it does get her in trouble, because I think people would rather you just would just sit back and shy away from the drama, but sometimes you gotta. That
situation really paralleled you guys in a lot of ways.
The biggest quote that I live by is, "If you're not controversial, you're not worth remembering."
Okay,
you know what I mean. And she
CM Punk is my best friend. How about that?
There we go.
There we go.
That's why I said it.
I'm controversial.
I love her so much. She's a great human being, incredible professional wrestler, maybe the best woman wrestler of all time. And I don't know what she's going to do. I talk to her all the time. I don't know what she's going to do, but whatever she does, I hope it makes her happy because she deserves that.
I'll go for the low-hanging fruit headline. I'll go CM Punk.
CM Punk. God dang. Again, the same thing as Sasha. A man who obviously has his detractors, and sometimes the detractor, and not just in AEW, around the wrestling world, and sometimes his detractors are louder than him, and get their news out more than he does. But again, it all comes from a place of passion. When he first came into the company, I remember talking to Cash, and I said, if this motherfucker comes in, and if he says something to me about how I dress, not like, yeah, like dress code or whatever, I said, we're going to have a problem. And he came in, and he was the complete opposite. He had his door always open, invited people in, watched matches of the young wrestlers that asked him to, stuck around to the end of the show, and anybody that had questions, he would answer the questions. He loves wrestling. He, again, just like me, unabashedly is a professional wrestling fan. Just like Sasha, I talk to him every day. And whatever he decides to do in his life, I hope it brings him happy and joy, because he deserves it, man. I mean, we all fucking deserve joy and happiness.
There was a young wrestler that I talked to earlier, and she was like, oh, I don't want to seem like a mark. And I was like, you are never above loving wrestling,
yeah,
period.
No way.
No matter how far.
I'm the biggest
far,
mark in the building today at WrestleCade.
I was like, I want to.
But I had the longest line, too, so what does it matter?
I had a long-ass line. Yeah. Like, he was the last interview of the day, guys. Probably going up first. He's the last interview of the day. And as we wrap up, I know you got a big match to prepare for. Let the people know where they can follow you, where they can support you.
Oh, my God. I don't even know what
DaxFTR, I think it is, on Twitter.
Yeah, but I think my, yes, DaxFTR is on Twitter, but I think my Instagram handle is different.
There it is, DaxHarwood.
DaxHarwood is,
there you go.
Yep, Instagram. My wife helps me out with that a lot. Yeah, I think that's all right.
That is, guys, I mean, it's our first time doing an in-person interview.
Oh, yeah, last one was COVID, right?
Yeah.
When we
Zoom.
Yeah,
Zoom interview.
Oh, the good old days.
The good old days. I am so glad those days are done.
Me too.
But
dude,
I want to thank you so much for taking the time.
I appreciate
very
you.
Much appreciate it.
Yeah, appreciate everything you do. Thank you for always doing your research, putting trying to put the real news out there.
I try my best.
And any fans that are listening, that I am very grateful and very fortunate to have the fans that I have. I like being a good guy, man. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, I enjoy it. I never thought that I would bring joy to people.
By being you. You didn't change anything.
And like, I never had that as a kid growing up. Like, I never felt that way. I never felt like I had someone to love me, except for Brett. And that's why I'm so emotionally connected to him. But to the fans who think I am a crybaby, or think I am like this this person who is just complains all the time online, fuck you. I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding. No. I'm just kidding.
You give me like three headlines right there. That's like three.
What I want to say is you can continue to hate me and you can continue to think that my work is boring. That's okay. You deserve that. But please know, as a human being who loves wrestling, it all comes from a place of passion, because I love it way more than any other fan that I know of. And I just want to do good for wrestling. So when I'm done at the end of the day, people can say, oh, damn, that Dax guy or FTR, they shaped a generation of tag team wrestling. And that's my biggest goals.
Well, I appreciate you taking the time. Let's do this again. Let's do this.
Oh,
again.
I thought we were going to shake hands again.
We'll shake hands again.
Let's do that
there
again.
You go.
All right.
Until next time.
Until
next time, guys. We're out.
NordVPN.com.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99 cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
/FIFO brings you the fastest VPN in the world, the ability to change your virtual location with just one click, and online threat protection that blocks you against malware, annoying pop-up ads, and so much more. And they have several tiers for you. That way you can get what you want. You can get 4 months free and a 30-day money-back guarantee with NordVPN.com/FIFO. Maybe you want to order UFC pay-per-views, but don't want to spend so much money. Maybe you miss AEW Plus or WWE Network or something like that. NordVPN.com/FIFO allows you to change your virtual location with just one click and gain access to those things. Get that geo-blocked content. Make sure you browse safely and securely. NordVPN.com/FIFO makes your browsing experience and just your life experience much more versatile. 4 months free and a 30-day money-back guarantee. NordVPN.com/FIFO.